Our Troy Locker Room Chat continues here tonight. KNCA 103.9, first ones of 2023, and it's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. We're joined by the Trojans boys basketball coach, that is Jonathan Rodvelt. Coach, how was the break?
That was pretty good. We got to work on a lot of things. You know, it's always kind of fun for the kids that they don't have to go to school. They get to come to practice, and half the time I think they feel like they're professionals anyway. But they got to come to practice and got to work hard. And I guess usually that's kind of the main event of each day for some of these guys.
Yeah, you mentioned six games in, you know, sit at 3-3. And as you look at your team right now, you've been playing arguably without your best player, Jarrett Norris, hoping to get him back from injury here at some point this month. But how would you assess the team? You know, three wins, three losses. You've played some good competition. The TBL is very, very good once again this year. How would you assess, you know, how things have gone to this point?
Well, I'd say they're pretty good. I mean, there's definitely been some struggles and guys trying to find their way. And, you mentioned not having Jarrett right now. You got to figure out, who's scoring, who's getting rebounds, how to play together. So the dynamic's a little different because you've got different groups, and you've got guys playing varsity this year that didn't play varsity last year. All good players. We've got a solid team. So they're trying to find their way, and maybe the chemistry is different with some groups right now that we've really been trying to push and work on that, and just knowing where a guy's going to be. And then, on the other hand, it's easy to look at that 3-3 record. You know, everybody looks at the numbers, and not everybody's playing everybody. It's a lot easier at the end when you can say, oh, well, this team beat this team and maybe struggled against somebody else. But not everybody's played everybody, and it's kind of hard to get a good gauge of where everybody's at yet. There have been a couple good games across the leagues, and you kind of see the guys that you think are at the top, they haven't all played against each other. So it's one of those things that there's uncertainties there with your team, with the league. But just got to keep going. You got to open up, and sometimes you just got to go out and play. There's Christmas break is almost a time for too much thinking for a lot of coaches. You want to practice a ton, but also, you just got to let them go out there and have the freedom and hope that what you've really taught them is what they're picking up. And, you know, team identities, maybe you don't see them quite yet this year, but those are the things that matter. It's all about the little stuff and what they actually maintain and what you really want them to know, as opposed to, you know, all the X's and O's and that kind of stuff.
It's going to ramp up pretty quick. We're out of the break. Some teams got going on Tuesday night. Your opponent actually got a win on Tuesday night in Valley Heights, who you're going to see on Friday. But it's a big push now. You know, next week we're going to be talking about the TBL tournament, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks. That's how quickly things are going to ramp up. But let's talk about the opponent. You come out of break, you get a Valley Heights team that's quietly sitting at 4-2. They have not lost a league game yet. They beat Washington County 41-29 on Tuesday. What do you see from this Mustangs team? Have you looked into them much? What's kind of the prep looking like for Friday?
We definitely looked into them. And as a team, we'll go over film. I kind of try and get as much as I can and try not to let the boys think about it for too long. But they're long. They're really long. They are a young team. Overall, I think, but they're long. They do run the floor at times. They can really get out and go. Try and get a guy out deep, and if they get a good rebound, they can send it forward. So transition defense is going to be tough. And it's like I said, it's tough looking at teams because you only have this snapshot of how they play, and it kind of depends who they've played against also. We got to focus on ourselves and do what we do. If you're trying your hardest and you're doing what you know how to do, and that's not good enough at the end, then that stinks. You gotta get ready for the next game also. Focus on yourself. But Valley Heights is a long athletic team. They've had good athletes in the past also. So they're definitely not a team. I don't think they'll slow it down too much on us. I think they'll try and run as we like to run too. So it should be a fun, exciting game.
Good one on Friday with Valley Heights on the road at Troy. Trojans basketball coach Jonathan Rodvelt joining us here coming out of the break with a 3-3 record and get 23 going on Friday again at home against Valley Heights. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck as we continue on here for the next month and change, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.